This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Should a Wisconsin city with a contaminated groundwater supply be allowed to siphon drinking water from Lake Michigan? Waukesha's groundwater supply has a radium problem. And being 17 miles from Lake Michigan, Waukesha's proposed solution is to draw drinking water from the lake. But according to the Great Lakes Compact, Waukesha cannot just lay down a pipeline and begin drinking Lake Michigan water. It has to ask. And all 8 Great Lakes governors have to say yes. Today, the state of Michigan is holding its public hearing on Waukesha's request. Peter Annan is author of The Great Lakes Water Wars, and he co-directs the Mary Griggs Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation at Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin. Peter, what's today's hearing about? Who'll be there?
The city of Waukesha, which is a suburb of Milwaukee, has a diversion proposal under the Great Lakes Compact to send 10 million gallons per day of Lake Michigan water just a little bit outside the Great Lakes watershed line and then return that water to Lake Michigan. And as you said, under the compact, that requires the approval of all 8 Great Lakes governors. And so the state of Michigan is the first state outside of Wisconsin to hold a public hearing today on that very issue.
And what's this hearing designed to figure out?
Really, the hearing is designed for a couple of things. First of all, it's designed to help explain this complicated water diversion to the citizens of Michigan, who have always held the strongest opinions in opposition to Great Lakes water diversions. And then the other purpose of the hearing is to serve as a listening session for the citizens of Michigan to come out and express their concerns, their support, whatever it might be, or to ask questions and clarifications about Waukesha's water diversion application.
And they don't get water if everybody doesn't say yes.
That's right. No, the stakes are really high. This is the first diversion application of its type under the Great Lakes Compact. So we're talking about precedent here. And Waukesha, they spent 5 years being vetted by the state of Wisconsin after they submitted their application in 2010. State of Wisconsin in late December, early December, late part of last year, announced that the application had finally reached a level where it was worthy of sharing with the other Great Lakes states to see what the other governors think, and that Waukesha has agreed to return 100% of the water. So they're actually kind of calling it in a spin way that they're borrowing Great Lakes water temporarily before they send it back. And so it's really going to be a fascinating situation today at the hearing, and it's going to be really an interesting year. This is, you know, the first controversial Great Lakes water diversion we've had in the basin in, you know, about 25 years or so.
You know, 2018 isn't far away, really. If Waukesha gets a no, what options exist for Waukesha?
Well, that's a very controversial question. So a lot of environmental advocates who are opposed to Waukesha's water diversion application say Waukesha has been getting along just fine. In fact, the groundwater has rebounded a little bit underneath Waukesha because of their conservation efforts, et cetera. Waukesha has been able to treat the water to clean drinking water standards, et cetera. That's the environmental advocates. And then Waukesha, on the other hand, says that they are regularly out of compliance and they are self-reporting to the state that they are out of compliance because their technologies haven't been able to keep up. If you go back the last several years, you know, they've been out of compliance some months, other months they've been in compliance. The last few months, the records that I pulled, they have been in compliance. And so that's the debate. You know, under the compact, they are required to prove with their application that they have no reasonable water supply alternative to the Great Lakes. And the environmental advocates that are opposed are arguing they do have reasonable water supply alternative. That's how they've been getting by. And Waukesha says there's no way that this is going to last them. As you know, a community of 70,000 people into the foreseeable future. And as you said, they argue that it takes a long time to build this infrastructure, and so they need an approval now in time to meet this court decree by 2018.
Peter, how critical is this moment in Great Lakes history and the history of the Great Lakes Compact?
If Waukesha were to get water, it will not set precedent for some long-range, large-scale diversions, as some people have wondered or been concerned about. That's not allowed under the compact. It would only set precedent for any other communities that are right near the basin line that have a water supply issue. So it's a big deal because it's the first test case. It's first time we're coming together. It's very, as a region, to vote on this. It's very controversial in southeastern Wisconsin. And so kind of the battle lines are being drawn. Waukesha thinks they have a strong case. Environmental advocates think they don't. And everyone's pulling out all their forces, and we'll have a vote probably by June.
Peter Annan, author of The Great Lakes Water Wars. Peter, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure.